They do have a little klaxon that they have now, which reverberates around the paddock. It's kind of, it is like the, do you know when they have the fire alarm test, when they do a fire alarm test in the building? It's kind of basically that, to be fair. And they just have it on, and the machines are now trundling towards us. He did very well in qualifying last night. Number 49, Dave Rigby, on the 600 car, the 636 Kawasaki. 34, Grant Thompson in there as well. 21, Joe Yeardsley. So there's three Manx competitors in just behind them. Another one, number 9, that's Paul Cassidy from literally just up the road in Castletown. Then we got number 10 in there, Andy Smart. Good to see Andy back here, the Barnsley rider on his Kawasaki ZX 636 ZXR, of course, riding for the Robbie Sylvester team. And number 7, Sam West. We mentioned Sam West in the big superbike race earlier on. Don't think Sam managed to get through a lap, unfortunately. Sam was an early retirement in that. Number 12 just dropping in as well, Barry Ferber into his grid position. Hopefully they'll know where they're going. Unfortunately, they have a bit of a quandary here because the guys who do the what's it called, the recovery, they actually are double up as a job as the grid guys. So they basically organize the grid, but all the riders, like I said before, have little stickers on their yoke on top of their wherever it is, and they'll know. It'll say grid position 14, so it's row 3 inside row 2. There you go, there's Paul Jordan doing exactly what I say on the yellow plated machine. That is the Jackson Racing, powered by Prosper, the Honda Jackson Racing machine, 600 Honda from Crossgates is Paul. 15, Nathan Harrison rolls into his grid position, row 2 on the H&H machine, the H&H motorcycle CBR Honda, the Onken rider. 36 is next there. 36 is Jamie Coward on the KTS McAdam Factory Triumph. He's on 36. Good to see Jamie back out again. And that is, of course, the number 3 bike of Mike Brown, of course, the sister bike to this one. Did rather well at Imatra last weekend. Richard Cooper on board in that one. And Michael Dunlop brings a number 6 bike, the Ducati Milwaukee Quattro by MD Racing, the Balamoney rider, honoured, of course, in the King's Honours there, getting his MBE. Congratulations to him. And we're just waiting for the Malenko by Padgett's bike. The number 1 machine of Davey Todd will be ready to go. He'll probably just be at the back. There you go. Mike Brown wants to get going. He's conscious again of wanting to get out on circuit. Some machines are now on the circuit. Rob Hodson just goes through number 4. Now, a change of machinery at number 4. Mikey Evans is still on the Triumph, but it's not his Triumph. It's the same Triumph that Jamie Kringle runs up at Derby. So it's the AJR Motorsport machine. So Kevin Kringle there sent me, in fact, I'll read the message word for word, what Kevin sent to me. So just adjust that in your program, please, if you don't mind. Somewhere here. It's now on the AGR Motorsport Triumph 675, Ryan and Jamie Kringle's bike. So number 4, oh, Brian McCormack's just got a little bit of a problem here with the 111 machine. Dominic Kirbison has a look round at Davey Todd. Davey's just given Brian McCormack a bit of a push to maybe get him going, hopefully. And the marshals, I think that's the chief marshal as well, Tony Duncan, is in there as well. Big Brian just having a few problems with that bike. He was having a few problems in qualifying earlier on. So just to clear that up, the number 4 machine of Michael Evans is now not the machine he was on originally. It's supposed to be the Smith Racing 765 Triumph. This is the AGR Motorsport Triumph that is Ryan and Jamie Kringle's bike. So Brian McCormack just doing a bit of a reset. There you go. Don't you just love electronics? Let's go across 4 ways.
Yeah, great to hear about that. Michael Evans being helped out massively by the AGR Motorsport team there. I think I did actually see a post on social media from Michael Evans himself, of course, thanking all those involved who helped him out. I think there were maybe some panicky hours or so on the mobile phone, scratching around trying to get a ride for this particular class. We already heard separately elsewhere, didn't we, that Mike Brown had to get a bit of last-minute assistance. Here comes the field towards us on the site, led by the travelling marshal. There's Mike Brown, Rob Hodson, Nathan Harrison, Michael Evans, Sam West, Paul Jordan, Grant Thompson, Erno Gustamo, Jamie Coward, Barry Ferber, Michael Sweeney, Joe Yeardsley, Kevin Keyes, David Rigby. Impressive newcomer form so far. Number 6, Michael Dunlop, MBE, 10, Andy Smart, and then number 92, Jamie Williams. Michael Russell in there, Paul Cassidy as well. It was 85, 89, and 94 on the way through. Eddie Warmold at the back of that little trio has done well in qualifying so far. Number 2, Dominic Herbertson, as well as number 11, Adrian Harrison on the Brook Racing Yamaha as well. So there have been some impressive newcomers in the 600 class so far this year. David Ridby we've seen in that group as well, who's been doing well so far. A few seconds back, here's number one, Davy Todd, just at the back of the convoy as it stands at the moment. But a couple of other newcomers in there who've been making a good impression. What will they be looking for in this race? They'll all have their own little objectives on what they want to do, big and small, across not just this race, but this meeting. Another machine making their way towards us. No time for that, though. Over to you, Tim.
Yeah, travelling marshal into sight with the riders behind him. I think I just heard Brian McCormack going round at cross four ways in the background there as we handed over. And the travelling marshal just slips across the start-finish line past the marshal with the red flag standing right in the middle on the start-finish line. And the bikes will now start to form the grid. And the front row is number six, Michael Dunlop, one, Davy Todd, and three, Mike Brown. Second row, number 22, Paul Jordan, 15, Nathan Harrison, and 44, Rob Hodson. Third row, 36, Jamie Coward, 65, Michael Sweeney, and number four, Michael Evans. And just see Mike Brown coming through now, and Michael Dunlop is there. No Davy Todd through yet, because, of course, he was right at the back, just giving a little push to Brian McCormack, who has just come over the crest of the hill. Davy Todd now is coming through, weaving his way in between the bikes to the middle of the front row. So there's one yellow flag on the third row, I think that is, second row, that's just being waved at the moment. So something has been noticed there by one of the marshals. So just being checked out, and the flag is now brought in after discussion. Green flag waves at the back, so the sign goes up. Watch the lights. Watch the lights. The revs go up. Let's get a clean start here, and away they go. What a start by Davy Todd it was. Let's go down to Chris Kinley.
As the sun continues to glint on the fairing, it is a great start. The Palenka by Padgett's bike. Mike Brown. Now, Mike Brown last year in this first 600 race, he took the race win. So Mike Brown up to second, but a great start by Davy Todd.
Thank you very much, Chris Kinley. And this race lap record is way back to 2017. It's Dean Harrison at 110.782 miles per hour. But the fastest Supersport 600 lap we've had was in 2022 from Michael Dunlop at 110.998 miles per hour. He did 110.243 miles per hour in practice, did our latest MBE recipient, and that was just 0.944 seconds off the class record. So he really got that 959 Ducati really dialed in. Is he going to be able to live with Davy Todd, though? He made that really good start, and Mike Brown as well on the inside track as well, but certainly quick off the line, and he does seem to excel here at Belang with those mass starts and getting away. Davy Todd again. Let's go to cross four ways. Rob Pritchard.
Here we are, the first chapter then, if you like, of this Supersport 600cc race, the H&H Motorcycle 600cc race. Here we are, two machines interview, and out front is number one, Davy Todd, with number three, Mike Brown, just there. Hodson's up to third ahead of Dunlop, Jordan, Sweeney, Evans, Nathan Harrison, Yeardsley. Next three, there's 38, Thurbert, 92, 111, 49, 17, 55, 10, only time for numbers, 94, 42. In the back of that group is number 11, Adrian Harrison there. So it is number one, Davy Todd, leading through cross four ways on the opening lap from number three, Mike Brown. But number 44, Rob Hodson, is up into third ahead of number six, Michael Dunlop, as the two travelling marshals make their way through as well. So it is change in the top three. We heard of the quick start from Todd and Brown. That seems to have been the case yet again on the opening stages of this opening lap. But Rob Hodson now coming into the equation and followed very closely in tow by the likes of Paul Jordan and Nathan Harrison in behind as well. Sweeney and Coward not far off as well. To you, Tim.
Yes, yeah, several bikes cross very close together. Here they all come. Like angry wasps they sound as they go past us here. But it's Davy Todd who leads Mike Brown by just 0.134 of a second. 1.3 down is number 6, Michael Dunlop, in third. In fourth, it's number 44, Rob Hodson. Brown, we hear, has gone past Davy Todd, further down the Castletown bypass. So a new leader, Davy Todd led as they went past the start finish, but as they've gone further down the bypass and towards Ballochagan, Mike Brown has passed Davy Todd. Fourth place, 44, Rob Hodson. He's only 1.5 back off the lead, so the top four separated by 1.5 seconds. Brilliant stuff. Fifth, number 22, Paul Jordan. Sixth, number 65, Michael Sweeney. Seventh, number 4, Michael Evans. Eighth is number 15, Nathan Harrison. Ninth, number 21, Joe Yeardsley. Tenth, number 2, Dominic Herbertson. 11th, number 36, Jamie Coward. 12th, number 7, Sam West. 13th, number 34, that's Grant Thompson, and 14th, number 38, Erno Costamo. So Todd leads at here, but Brown led further down the road. Who will it be at Cross Four Ways, Rob?
It's another lead change, number 1, Davy Todd, as Mike Brown just tucks in behind there. Michael Dunlop, he's got Rob Hodson on his tail. Jordan, Sweeney, Evans, 15, that Nathan Harrison, that's a good old battle. There's Joe Yeardsley and Herbertson. Number 36, Jamie Coward, just dropping back a little bit. Grant Thompson, Sam West, Erno Costamo, number 12, Barry Ferber as well, on the way through, looking to make a move. There's number 17, Kevin Keyes, moving away from Andy Smart, and in turn from Michael Russell. Numbers 94 and 42, that's Warmold up alongside that. Number 42, Aaron Sather, Paul Cassidy dropping back. 85 and then number 11, Adrian Harrison. So Davy Todd retaking the lead on the approach into Cross Four Ways. Mike Brown, he did seem to look like he just had a little look potentially. Fought against it as number 89 comes past, that's James Walsh. And number 49, David Rigby, on the way through as well. So Todd leads on Cross Four Ways on that two. To you, Tim.
Who's it going to be here? Two together. It is Todd from Brown. 0.099 of a second. Incredible. Number 6, Michael Dunlop, is in third. He's only 2.378 seconds down. And 109.441 for Todd, and 109.469, the quickest on that lap, from Mike Brown. What a dice they are having. Fourth is number 44, Rob Hodson. Fifth, number 22, Paul Jordan. Sixth is number 65, Michael Sweeney. Seventh, number 4, Michael Evans. Eighth is number 15, Nathan Harrison. Ninth is number 21, Joe Yeardsley. And 10th is number 2, Dominic Herbertson. 11th, 36, Jamie Coward. 12th and up into 12th is 34, Grant Thompson. 13th is number 38, Erno Costamo. 14th is number 7, Sam West. And 15th is number 12, Barry Ferber. Then it's Jamie Williams, Brian McCormack, Kevin Keyes, Andy Smart, Eddie Wormald, Aaron Sadler, Paul Cassidy, Andrew Hurd, Adrian Harrison, David Rigby, and James Walsh. But it is Todd, 0.099 of a second ahead of Mike Brown. One leads three. Let's go to Robert Cross Four Ways.
Less than 5 seconds separating the top seven, 4.881 seconds to be precise. And out in front this time, it's number 3, Mike Brown, who's moved ahead. Number 1, Davy Todd. Number 6, Michael Dunlop. 44, Rob Hodson. Paul Jordan, Michael Sweeney, Michael Evans, Nathan Harrison, Joe Yeardsley, Dominic Herbertson. And number 36, Jamie Coward. Great battle going on behind Michael Dunlop to try and catch him potentially for that final podium spot. Number 34, Grant Thompson. Ahead of number 38, Erno Costamo. A good little battle going on there. Number 7, Sam West. 12, Barry Ferber. 92, Jamie Williams. 111, Brian McCormack. Number 17, Kevin Keyes there. A couple of seconds further back is number 10, Andy Smart, in there. So Mike Brown moving ahead of Davy Todd on this latest lap, as number 42, Aaron Sadler, looks up the inside past number 94, Eddie Warmold, here at Cross Four Ways. 85, 9 and 11 on the way through. Moving ahead of number 55, Michael Russell here. But Mike Brown leading at Cross Four Ways. To you, Tim.
Yep, two very close together again. They almost look like one rider. And Dunlop is gaining as well. Dunlop, 109.815 on that lap. Todd leads Mike Brown. One leads three by 0.082 of a second. It's even tighter. It looked like one machine only coming over the brow there of School Hill Rise. But it was so tight together. There were two, one behind the other. what racing we're having here. Another new leader. It's chopped and changed at all the commentary points throughout. So Todd leads Brown by 0.082 of a second. 0.976 seconds back in third is number six, Michael Dunlop. Only 2.9 seconds back of the lead in fourth is number 44, Rob Hodgson. And in fifth, only 3.27 back is number 22, Paul Jordan. Sixth back is 65, Michael Sweeney. He's only 3.736 seconds off the lead. And we've now got the top seven all within 5 seconds of each other, because in seventh is number four, Michael Evans, 4.924 seconds back. Nathan Harrison in eighth, number 15, is only 5 seconds down. Oh, Rob Pritchard, this is brilliant.
Dicing away, here come your leading two. It's number one, Davy Todd, ahead of number three, Mike Brown. Michael Dunlop is closing in third here. He's pulled away from the rest of the pack behind him, led by Hodgson and then Jordan. Sweeney, Nathan Harrison, Evans, Yeardsley, Herbertson. 36, Jamie Coward. So no change in that little group in behind there. But it was Davy Todd leading number three, Mike Brown, but number six, Michael Dunlop, definitely closing in there. Number 38, Erna Costamo's moved up ahead of number 34, Grant Thompson. The gaps between the front three closing. Sam West, Barry Ferber, Jamie Williams, Kevin Keyes, and number 111, Brian McCormack in there as well. So Todd retaking the lead. Number 10, Andy Smart comes past, but Michael Dunlop is closing in. He's pulled free of those other riders in behind, led by Rob Hodgson from Paul Jordan there. This battle out at the front, as we heard from Tim, it was closing in Michael Dunlop in the last lap. To you, Tim.
Yeah, three across the bridge, pretty much all at the same time. But Dunlop has just dropped back a little bit. 0.187, the lead Todd has over Mike Brown. And it's 1.767 seconds off the lead for number six, Michael Dunlop. Now, whether something happened just at the bridge there, because three bikes were almost all together. So I think there was a little bit of a squabble maybe at the corner there at the bridge. But this is a tremendous race we're having in the H&H Motorcycles Supersport 600cc race. 110.294 miles per hour for Todd, 110.211 miles per hour for Brown. So they're not far off Harrison's 2017 mark. So in fourth place is 44, Rob Hodgson. Fifth, 22, Paul Jordan. Sixth, number 65, Michael Sweeney. Seventh and up into seventh, number 15, Nathan Harrison. Eighth is number four, Michael Evans. They still stream past us here on the Castletown Bypass. In ninth position, 21, Joe Yeardsley. 10th position, 36, Jamie Coward. 11th is number 2, Dominic Herbertson. 12th, number 38, Erno Costamo. 13th is 34, Grant Thompson. Rob Pritchard, cross four ways.
Yeah, the top 10 seems to be pulling away from the rest of the field. 8.6 seconds between Coward and Herbertson. Davy Todd leads from number 3, Mike Brown. They just have pulled a little bit away. Michael Dunlop just having a look down to the right side of that Ducati as Hodgson comes through. Then Jordan Sweeney, Nathan Harrison. Two more in there, Michael Evans as well. That's a great old battle going on. 36, Jamie Coward just a couple of seconds back as well. Davy Todd leading Mike Brown through cross four ways. Michael Dunlop just seemed to drop back, as we heard before as well, but he was having a look down on the right-hand side of that Ducati as Dominic Herbertson comes through. Then number 38, Erna Costamo, who's pulling away from number 34, Grant Thompson as well, down in 13th. Number 7, Sam West, still holding off number 12, Barry Ferber. Are there mechanical issues as Keyes, Williams and McCormack come past? Are there mechanical issues for Dunlop on that Ducati? He definitely dropped back. And like I said, looking down the side of his bike as number 10, Andy Smart comes through. To you, Tim.
Yep, two machines close again together. It's Todd from Brown, but Dunlop is pulling over. Dunlop is a retirement here. He is pulled over and is overtaken by Hodgson, Jordan, Sweeney, Harrison and Evans and Yeardsley and Coward. So Dunlop, a retirement here. So a good spot out there at cross four ways from Rob Pritchard, that he was looking down and something seemed awry with the bike. Todd then, 0.296 of a second. Number one leads number three, Mike Brown. And with Dunlop dropping out, there's a gap now of to 7.092 of a second to in third, number 44, Rob Hodgson. Fourth is number 22, Paul Jordan. Fifth, number 65, Michael Sweeney. Sixth across the line, but a retirement, is number 6, Michael Dunlop. Seventh, number 15, Nathan Harrison. Eighth, number 4, Michael Evans. Ninth, number 21, Joe Yeardsley. Tenth, number 36, Dominic Herbertson. 110.607 from Davey Todd on that lap. Very close to the race lap record now. And 110.520 for Mike Brown. And with them travelling in such close proximity, that record could go in the next two final laps. Robert Cross Fourways.
We wait and see. There's an almighty battle still going on the front outside of lap records. Here's number 1, Davey Todd. Number 3, Mike Brown, right on his coattails here through Cross Fourways. And then here's the big battle now for third at the moment, with Rob Hodson ahead of Jordan, ahead of Sweeney, Nathan Harrison, Michael Evans. 21, Joe Yeardsley still in the equation. Number 36, Jamie Coward, just a second or so back on that little group. But what a battle that now is for the final podium place as it stands. Rort number 44, Rob Hodson, still in third as number 2, Dominic Herbertson comes through. He completes the top 10 as it stands. Then the field's starting to get spread out. Number 38, Erna Costamo, a couple of seconds further back, and he keeps pulling clear of number 34, Grant Thompson. So Davey Todd leading again as Thompson comes through from Mike Brown in second. Sam West and Barry Ferber, 17, Kevin Keyes. Rob Hodson leading that big pack, battling for third place. To you, Tim.
Two on the bridge together, two over School Hill Rise together, and it is a new leader. Mike Brown is leading Davey Todd by 0.127 of a second as they go out on their last lap. And what a battle for third! Hodson, Jordan, Sweeney, Harrison, Evans and Yeardsley. Who is going to sort that one out? And Jamie Coward's not far off that battle for third as well, down in ninth position. That's a ridiculous thing to be saying, that he's in contention there. But Brown is the new leader going on to the last lap. 110.655 miles per hour from Brown. And that was quicker than Todd's on the previous lap at 110.607. So we've got to Coward in ninth. 10th is number 2, Dominic Herbertson. 11th, number 38, Erna Costamo. 12th, 34, Grant Thompson. Sam West is there in 13th. Then it's Ferber, Keyes, Williams and McCormack. But it is Brown by 0.127 of a second who leads. Three leading one, Davey Todd. And who on earth is going to get there in that battle for third between Hodson, Jordan, Sweeney, Harrison, Evans and Yeardsley and Coward? Astonishing racing here. Let's go to Rob at Cross Fourways.
Astonishing indeed. Here we go. One's made a little bit of a break forward. It's Davey Todd leading. Number 3, Mike Brown. So Davey Todd retakes the lead and he's opened up a bit of a gap of around 2 or 3 bike lengths here, and those two have pulled away from the rest of the field. Here comes the battle for third on this final lap, led by number 22, Paul Jordan. Then it's Sweeney and Hodson, Nathan Harrison, Michael Evans and Joe Yeardsley, and then Jamie Coward a couple of seconds back. Number 22, Paul Jordan moving up into third, and then Michael Sweeney up into fourth at Cross Fourways. Great action through Cross Fourways here, and that means Rob Hodson dropping down to fifth, then Nathan Harrison, as number 2, Dominic Herbertson come through, still completed the top 10 as it stands, but Davey Todd retaking the lead at Cross Fourways for number 3, Mike Brown, and he'd opened up a little bit of a gap to number 3, Mike Brown in behind. Mike Brown with work to do through Church Bends, through the Great Meadow and into Stadium then to try and play, maybe claw that back. To you, Tim.
Who is it going to be? It is going to be Davey Todd from Mike Brown. And the gap, 1.2, but who is going to be third? There's an almighty scuffle taking place for this third position. And a load of bikes emerge. Who is it? Who is it? And it's Sweeney! Michael Sweeney gets on the podium ahead of Nathan Harrison, Paul Jordan, Rob Hodson, Michael Evans, Joe Yeardsley and Jamie Coward in ninth. Wow, Chris Kinley.
Wow, Tim Glover, look at Davey Todd's last lap. 2 minutes 17.166, 111.544. What about that? Winning in the end from Mike Brown. The gap between them across the line as Michael Sweeney comes in by 1.256 and Mikko Sweeney in that third position. But another win for the Malenko by Padgett's team of Davey Todd in the 111s as well on the 600 CBR Honda. And I'm sure we're going to have a few stories to tell on this one, we'll have to say. But a great third place for Michael Sweeney getting himself in there. Big Dave comes up and gives Davey a bit of a hug, so we'll just jump round because I know we want to get on with stuff. And we'll let Davey take his KYT lid off. And Davey, last lap in the 111s as well. Congratulations. Talk us through that with Mike Brown.
Yeah, it was absolutely mega battle. Cheers, dude. Absolutely mega battle. I knew I was going to have my work cut out with the boys around with me. I'm not sure what happened to Michael, but I knew Mike would be right there with me. And, you know, I just got to give it up to the Malenko by Padgett's boys. They've worked so hard with this bike, something that's a lot older than some of the other bikes out there. And Clive and the team have done a fantastic job with this machine. And, yeah, I'm absolutely loving riding it. We've got a couple of wins on this machine around here now, and it's awesome to get another one. That one meant a lot. I had to work hard for that.
111 and a bit, three races, three lap records.
Yeah, it's going pretty well so far. If we can keep tomorrow going the same as today, I'll be real happy.
Of course, Mike getting second, Michael Sweeney getting a third place. You're waiting for the other Michael Dunlop to appear. On about lap three, he started to come, but then he unfortunately dropped out and won the race. He's looking down the left-hand side of his machine.
It's a shame. I know Michael would have been in the mix with us there, and I could hear the bike on the first couple of laps. You can hear the thundering Ducati there, and I knew he was there or thereabouts for a few laps, but stopped hearing it and knew Mike would be in the battle. We fought at it hard on them last couple of laps, and he was fast where I didn't expect him to be.
Fast past here, wasn't he? Really fast.
Caught me out in a few spots, and he's so light, we're actually talking about weight. I think he's got 10, 15 kilos on me. He's a lot lighter, so that thing goes a bit quicker with a bit less weight on it. I think I'll have to go on a diet before next year. But I'm just stoked with that. I really enjoyed the battle. It's always fun when you can win a race from a battle like that. So,
and another lap record.
Yeah, over the moon, mate.
Well,
cheers.
Done, well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Davey. Cheers very much. Let's get a word with Mike Brown as well. Grab a word with Mike if we can for the story of the race. And Mike, what a belter between you and Davey. Goodness me. You just seem to have the legs on him just three. He reckons you're about 10 kilos lighter than him, though.
I'm sure he'd find that excuse, wouldn't he?
But you seem to have the drag through here, didn't it?
It was slipstreaming, to be honest. If he slipstreamed me, he got me at the end. I probably got him a bit sooner when I slipstreamed, but slipstream just straights are long, so if you're in the slipstream, you'll get past.
Talk us through what changes you can make for the next Super Sport race, just to maybe just catch that gap. He did 111 and a half on the last lap.
Yeah, look, we've a little bit in it. I was maybe overbraking a bit too hard, trying to pass him on the brakes once or twice, and then I was catching up every lap after outbraking myself a little bit, just tidy up that. The bike's right, it's just me and he's to tidy up my braking a little bit.
What about Mikko getting 30?
It's brilliant. It's brilliant to see. Three proper sport bikes on the grid.
Good man. Well done.
Thanks
for your comments. Cheers, Mike Brown. Cheers. And we'll grab a word with Mikko if we can. I'm sure Michael will be well happy. Well done, young Crispy.
All right, Bali. Oh, Christy, sorry.
How are you? How was that then? What a battle. You, PJ, Rob Hodgson, all sorts in there.
That was unbelievable. I think on a third or fourth lap coming out of this first corner. What's that?
Ballacagan. Very good.
Yeah, Ballacagan, yeah. And I whacked the trolley and I high-sided and I was up out of sea and landed on the tank, and Jordan and Hodgson got away. And I looked behind and I think it was Mikey Evans and Nathan Harrison were on me bumper. So I pushed and I pushed. Didn't think I'd reel back in the gap, and I did. And then on the last lap, Jordan passed Rob on the run down to Iron Gate, and I said, I'm going for this, so I went for it. And
where did you get past?
Yeah, I got past Rob just on the run into Iron Gate, and then I got Paul we actually touched Ferns on the run up to Church Bends. And then when I come into stadium, into breaking into the last corner, I broke myself with the feet on the ground, bike was sideways, and I come
out. Tandra Gee.
Yeah. And then I come out with a turn on the run to the straight. I seen a bike beside me, I think it was Nathan Harrison, and I just lay down on the tank trying to keep the front wheel on the ground, just got to the line first.
So how does that feel?
Unbelievable, especially on a little 600 as well. Little R6 is gone, it's faultless, you know what I mean? It's unbelievable, great little bike. And look forward to them. Mulligan, just, you know, he gives me whatever I want, you know, he gives me the best I can. If there's something else to upgrade on the bike, he'll do it. And the bike is just, it's just unbelievable, it's perfect. So thanks to all the lads and all the sponsors out there watching around the track. Martin Jones and Eamon are out there watching, instead of having a few beers.
Thanks, Mikko. Cheers.
Cheers, thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Cheers, thank you very much. So there's your top three in the H&H Motorcycle 600cc race. And like the last one, we've got the sidecars who are coming up there now. So it is the sidecars that's going to be next. So we'll let the sidecars go out, then we'll get set up. ready to do the presentation on this one. They do go, which won't be too fat now. The sidecars are making their way, so we'll quickly do the presentation. And then we'll get the over to Rob to build up for the sidecar race. Are you going to do the presentation? Okay, the boys are. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the podium presentation for the H&H Motorcycle 600cc race. H&H Motorcycles, Nathan Harrison and the guys. So, young Harrisons, give them a round of applause, folks. Coming up onto the podium to the presentation. Here you go, boys. Ladies and gentlemen, in third place, number 65, Michael Sweeney. Mikko gets the handshake. And in second place, number 3, Mike Brown. And your race winner on the Milenko by Padgett's Honda machine with a new lap record of 111.544, Davey Todd. There we go, so an all family affair as he gets himself up with another hat and another laurel wreath over his neck. So ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together once again for Michael Sweeney, Mike Brown and Davey Todd. Well done to your top three, and thank you very much to H&H Motorcycles for supporting the 600 Supersport race.